Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
That's the mic. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Wednesday, 22nd of June, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. No EasyJet flight to Manchester for 3 months from July. Where the £70 million for the Liverpool landing stage is going to go. Every litre of petrol you buy pays the government 53p. Police didn't investigate the toxic silt disposal. And flights to Blackpool could be back on.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Faster my Dave Moore.
Faster my. EasyJet's blaming what they term industry-wide operational issues, which has led to them cancelling flights between the Isle of Man and Manchester. The service will stop running from July 1st until the beginning of November. Meanwhile, airlines could be operating between the Isle of Man and Blackpool again. Moves are underway on the seaside resort on the Fylde coast to reintroduce commercial flights for the first time since November 2014. A police investigation into the disposal of toxic silt around the island's coast found it wasn't in the public interest to pursue a prosecution. Details have been outlined in the findings of an employment tribunal involving former marine monitoring officer Dr. Kevin Kennington. The UK Transport Secretary insists it's a lie to suggest he's wrecked talks aimed at avoiding a second day of rail strikes tomorrow. The RMT union had said Grant Shapps wouldn't let Network Rail withdraw a letter threatening 3,000 redundancies, and so their walkout is going ahead. The action is partly over pay, with employees insisting their increase has to be enough to help them deal with rising prices in the shops. Earlier, inflation hit 9.1%, mainly driven up by a jump in the cost of food. And we're being advised to make sure polio vaccines are up to date, despite it being officially eradicated in the British Isles in 2003. It's been found in sewage samples collected in London. Those are the update news headlines. The next bulletin is at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Dave, from the Rondlesway Met Office. There's no wind warning for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is slight, maybe moderate later. The three-day weather, dry with some late sunshine on the island and light southerly breeze. It'll be dry after dark, down to 12 through the night into Thursday. Jourdain, dry and cloudy. Then sunny with a light south-southeasterly, up to 20 Celsius. The overnight minimum is 12 Celsius. For Friday, Johannia, a misty start, possibility of some showers on a light or moderate south-southwesterly, and 17 degrees highest temperature. Tides on the way back in. High waters at 7:30, sunset 5 to 10 tonight, low water 20 to 2 a.m., sunrise at 5:15, and high water tomorrow morning 14 minutes to 8.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
EasyJet is blaming industry-wide operational issues for preemptively cancelling flights between the Isle of Man and Manchester for 4 months. The service will stop from the 1st of July and won't recommence till the start of November. Chairman of the online regional travel group is Brian Kelly.
It's a huge impact for the Isle of Man, both for inbound passengers visiting the Isle of Man, but obviously more importantly for Isle of Man travellers using Manchester, which is one of our main, probably the main gateway into the UK, particularly for leisure, where through the rest of the summer we have huge numbers of people travelling out to Manchester and then further afield for their summer holidays. So the impact is going to be felt hugely. So we are going to be looking to Loganair to hopefully step in and fill the capacity and allow our people to certainly be able to make their onward flights.
For people that have booked, what's the next steps?
They will be entitled to a full refund, and probably EasyJet will obviously allow them to transfer onto another route if that was convenient. So they might be able to fly to Liverpool and then take a transfer down from Liverpool to Manchester to connect to their flight, or just take onward flights from Liverpool. So there will be options out there, but of course it is high season and all of these flights are already fully booked. So availability will be tight for people that need to rebook. The ongoing problem obviously will also affect flights departing from Manchester, not just to the Isle of Man, but to other destinations. And we could have people, and I'm sure there will be people that will be affected by international flights being cancelled into Europe by EasyJet and other airlines because airports are struggling with capacity. I think we should look at this as a whole, and I don't think this is a problem just for the Isle of Man. I have said before, this is not necessarily an airline problem. This is more an airport problem. And I think I'm pleased to say that our Ronaldsway Airport is actually operating and has been operating very well for quite some time now. We're running quite smoothly. It's other airports that obviously are struggling to get people in. So I think we're going to have this problem for some time to come.
A budget breakdown on the costs of the Liverpool ferry terminal has been produced by the Department of Infrastructure. Tymwald members didn't debate it this month, but the Public Accounts Committee is in the process of examining what it reveals. So what does the summary of the current £70 million project tell us? Here's John Moss.
This budget breakdown was asked for by Tymwald members, and here it is. The minister, who said he would deliver such a breakdown, isn't here anymore. He's been dispatched to another department. Mr. Crookall wasn't there, though, when the idea was mooted originally. We're going back a number of ministers. The staggering rise in the cost of replacing our traditional pierhead berth, wanted by Liverpool to promote their cruise liner business, is still eye-watering. This slim document, padded out with photos of the construction work in progress, doesn't tell us much new. The original project, which when it was lodged was inside a World Heritage site, hit problems virtually from the word go. There was a delayed start due to necessary diversion of a high-voltage cable. COVID delayed work and pushed up prices. The 100 identified voids became 300 identified voids, and some very big. Then we heard the word scour, the effect powerful motors and particularly bow thrusters have on a seawall. But hang about, wasn't that something we should have been aware of some time ago? Former MHK Chris Robertshaw famously claimed we had sent in, negotiating terms, third division players against premier players, and they were outclassed. He also said we had been warned about this scouring.
This latest issue, costing another £5 million, has only come to light because we only at Christmas found out the power of the bow thrusters on the new ferry. That's absolute nonsense. What actually happened was a number of years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, our people were told, look, you're going to have problems with quayside issue and can we work with you on it and make the design decisions correct so that it won't blow up in our faces later on. It wasn't listened to. And I don't point the finger at officers here, but almost all the way through all those issues that I've discussed, we expect, because of the structure of our government, to push really big, responsible issues down to operating officers and expect them to perform, which is just ludicrous and downright unfair.
There doesn't seem a lot we can do at this stage to ease the financial pain, maybe keep the final figure to £70 million. Undoubtedly, if this budget breakdown gets debated by members eventually, the phrase "lessons must be learned" will be freely used.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. 22 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock. The inquest into the death of a visitor from Northern Ireland has been opened at Douglas Courthouse. Here's Rob Pritchard.
73-year-old Raymond Beattie from County Down was involved in what police described as a tragic accident in Peel Harbour on the 1st of June. Mr. Beattie died in the emergency department at Nobles Hospital after falling into the water in the early hours whilst boarding a boat that was moored there. The retired businessman's cause of death was given as reflex cardiorespiratory arrest due to or as a consequence of sudden immersion in seawater. Coroner of Inquest Jane Hughes said Mr. Beattie's death must have come as a terrible shock to his family whilst he was enjoying a holiday on the Isle of Man. She released his body so the funeral arrangements can be made and adjourned the inquest to a date to be set.
The Manx government currently gets 53p, well actually 52.95p, for every litre of petrol sold on the Isle of Man, according to the Treasury Minister, Dr. Allenson MHK, who admits as a general rule, higher prices means more money for Treasury.
It does to a degree. One of the things we discussed in Tymwald today is the taxation on petrol and diesel that you buy from the pump. We have fuel duty, and that was cut in March this year by five pence per litre, which makes a considerable difference to the revenue coming into the Isle of Man Treasury in terms of £1 to £2 million. So there was that. There's also been a price freeze in terms of duty for the next financial year, which we'll have to deal with in the budget. But certainly you're right that the 20% VAT is applied to petrol and diesel. And so as the price goes up, then yes, the Treasury does get more in terms of VAT. However, the proportion of the pump price that's to do with taxation has gone down as the price has gone up. And unfortunately, we're the victims of a range of forces around the world that are driving energy prices up right across the board.
Just to clarify, in the UK, there are calls for the UK government to reduce duty further. We, I understand, can't do that on the Isle of Man unless they impose that kind of cut.
That's correct. We have a VAT sharing agreement with the United Kingdom, but we also have a duty and excise agreement. So, for instance, the amount that's put on cigarettes, on alcohol, but also on petrol and diesel is mirrored with the United Kingdom. And to deviate from that would affect our financial relationship. And certainly at the moment there are no calls for that here. However, should the UK government decide to cut fuel duty again or perhaps cut VAT on fuel, we would follow suit.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
There was a problem on the Ben McCree this morning. She returned to Douglas because of a medical emergency on board. She'd left at 8.15, arrived back to Douglas shortly after 10. The ambulance was waiting at the sea terminal to take the passenger to hospital, and they set off again. Ben McCree departed Heysham at 28 minutes to 4 this afternoon because of that medical emergency. We'll be back to Douglas at 7.15. The 7.45 departure is on at the moment, but may be pushed back. And she'll arrive from a 7.45 departure at Heysham at 11:30. 2.15am departure back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Manannan left Douglas at 6 minutes before 3. She's on the link span just by the pierhead in Liverpool about now. We'll be leaving at 7.15, back to Douglas at 10 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow morning's departures, 7am, Manannan high-speed craft to Belfast, 8.45, Ben McCree to Heysham.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Funding needs to be made available to stop youngsters ending up in court for minor offences, according to the youth justice group set up by the High Bailiff. The law allows children who offend to be given community orders, but the budget to monitor such offenders isn't there. As the Director of Prosecutions, Sir Chrissy Hunt, and Sarah Jane Dodge from the Isle of Man Law Society explained to a Tynwald committee.
The legislation at the moment provides for us to have to be able to have community orders for juveniles, but at the moment there isn't the financial input, or there's not the finances available to actually monitor those juveniles that are given such orders. There's also the provision in the legislation for attendance centre orders. Again, we currently don't have the finances available for that to have been set up. I believe that's for adult offenders as well as juveniles.
Does the Youth Justice Group have any understanding of how much those items would cost?
I think it was Chief Constable Roberts who gave evidence and said there are, I think, 16 children committed 275 offences. I'd have to go back and check what he said, but I have to say that the kind of levels of intervention that we're talking about, divided between 16 children, isn't going to be huge. And when you look at potentially what we could be saving, because all of these services, I am engaged, defence advocates are engaged, the police are engaged at a point of crisis when that child has allegedly committed an offence. If we can take that back a few steps to where a child is being spoken to perhaps and is in line for a caution, or there is more purposeful work that can be done at that stage. I certainly don't want to see children in court. I don't think anybody wants to see children in court. So in terms of the results, I think there's got to be more of a saving there to be had than anything else, really.
Plans to reintroduce flights between the Isle of Man and Blackpool are being considered. The route hasn't been available for several years, although Blackpool Airport remained open for helicopter flights, pilot training and private use. The airport's now owned by Blackpool Council. Leader is Lynn Williams.
Two potential carriers who are interested in a regular route between the Isle of Man, Blackpool and Ireland, and obviously on return. We would hope and would look to that those could be reinstated. If the discussions go well with the potential carriers in 2 to 3 years. Hopefully sooner if those discussions do go well, but that's, you know, very much the plan. We've actually got a new chap in charge who has got some really great plans, Steve Peters, a new MD at the airport, from a very commercial airport background, lots of expertise. So, we're working on, we have obviously have a a plan for the airport, and he's looking to build on the work that has been done to date. It's about attracting other operators to the airport, continuing the work that's doing, and you know, there's lots of opportunities in relation to drones, you know, utilising the airport, the private jet. So I think it's keeping a viable airport, introducing some domestic flights once we're able to, you know, to sort that and negotiate through that, and creating jobs and, you know, attracting other investment into the airport and the town.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 14 minutes before six, JD Sports has sought to draw a line under its recent dramas by reporting record profits, more than double its pre-pandemic levels. The sportswear retailer reported pre-tax profits up 102% during the year to the end of January. JD Sports results have been delayed while auditors assess the impact of its enforced sale of Foot Asylum by the competition regulator. JD Sports has more than 3,400 shops in 32 countries after completing a series of international acquisitions, including the US East Coast shoe retailer DTLR and Greece's Cosmos Sport. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. And Tesla's job cuts announced earlier this month will lead to an overall 3% to 3.5% headcount reduction at the electric car maker, which employs about 100,000 people around the world. Speaking at the Qatar Economic Forum yesterday, Chief exec Elon Musk said that while the plans affect salaried workforce by about 10%, Tesla expects its number of hourly employees to grow. Currently, about a third of Tesla's workforce is on salary and two-thirds are on hourly contracts. The layoffs came as a surprise to some Tesla employees, two of whom have taken legal action.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks close lower, reversing gains made in a previous session as global volatility rolls on. US stocks turn positive. Oil tumbled amid a push by US President Biden to cut taxes on fuel to cut costs for drivers. Gold rose as renewed fears of a recession bolstered bullion's allure as a safe haven. The numbers now at the close in London. Ramsey Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 down 0.9% at 7,089. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1.1% at 13,144. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.1% at 30,564. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.4% at 11,112. And the S&P 500 up 0.2% at 3,772. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is currently trading at $1 22.7 cents, €1 15.9 cents, and 19 South African rand 51.5 cents. In commodities, gold's up 0.3% at $1,838 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 2.5% at $111.63.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Faster by, good evening. A police investigation into the disposal of toxic silt around the Isle of Man's coast found it wasn't in the public interest to pursue a prosecution. Details of the investigation have been outlined in the findings of an employment tribunal involving a former government scientist. Here's Sean Cowper.
Dr. Kevin Kennington was a marine monitoring officer based within the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture from 2012 until he resigned in February 2020, claiming constructive dismissal as a result of whistleblowing, but the tribunal didn't agree with this claim. His views were sought on the Department of Infrastructure's decision to dump silt dredged from Peel Harbour at sea, something he feared would damage the island's fisheries, including king scallops. Dr. Kennington claimed he was chastised and humiliated by former DEFA CEO Richard Lowell for raising concerns with the then minister Richard Ronan and was regarded as a traitor. In his evidence, Mr. Lowell said Dr. Kennington was inflexible in his approach and that a perfect solution to a problem is not always possible. Dr. Kennington sought advice from the Attorney General over the legality of dumping the silt, something which the Isle of Man Constabulary began investigating in 2019. He also approached another former minister, Geoffrey Boot, who arranged for the claims to be independently investigated, and disciplinary proceedings into the allegations of gross misconduct by Mr. Lowell began, but he was cleared of any wrongdoing in January 2020. Dr. Kennington was informed in February that Mr. Lowell would not face disciplinary action the day after the police notified him no legal case would be pursued. He resigned the following day. After hearing evidence from Dr. Kennington and the Public Service Commission's legal team, the tribunal found Dr. Kennington had not proven he was unfairly constructively dismissed.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with motorsport, and a new Derby Day will take place right at the end of the Manx Grand Prix calendar for 2022. The event will be held at Derby Airfield on Tuesday the 30th of August, the day after the last scheduled day of racing on the Snaefell Mountain Course. The occasion will see a combined set of track sessions and racing, and is being run by the Vintage Motorcycle Club, IOM section, and Andreas Racing Association. The ARA says they plan to cater for 350 and 500cc classics, classic superbikes, modern 650 twins, and 600 supersport machines. Entries can be found at www.vmcc.net. On to tennis now, and the Isle of Man Senior County Championships for 2022 are now well underway. Tonight sees seven matches taking place. In the women's doubles, Michaela Dukanova and Katsuyo Yamazaki face Karen Farragher and Rosanna Manuja in round two, whilst in round five, Jenny Foy and Amanda Munro face off against Ava Osterbury and Ailish Kelly. Meanwhile, the men's singles quarterfinals take place tonight and see Ori Farmworth versus Robert Comer, Joss Wolford versus Mark Chin, Dominic Buttrey versus Leno Relason, and Sean Drury versus Marius Grisavi. The champions this year are taking place at Douglas Lawn Tennis Club, with the finals due to be held this weekend. And in shooting, the annual Ballineven Side-by-Side Championship was held at Mirjevec in Santon recently. 18 competitors took part in ideal conditions, including two non-members and one club member with a non-conforming gun, leaving 15 individuals competing for prizes across five stands. After 50 targets of fierce but good-natured competition, Class C was dominated by sponsors Richard and John Neen with 41 and 29 points respectively. Meanwhile, Class B consisted of Rob Corlett with 36, Stan Cross with 38, and Peter Kelly on 39 points. Alan Wade and Dave Corlett tied for third place in Class A with 38 points each, led by Michael Cross on 41 and Steve Crane on 42. Meanwhile, with 43 points, the Ballineven Cup went to Mark Barnett, who's expressed his gratitude to previous champion Richard Neen for the loan of his gun for the competition.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Logan Ayres, 5:25 inbound from Manchester, won't be until at least 6 o'clock this evening. Next inbound is the 20:08 EasyJet inbound from Bristol. Then it's the 5:08 Logan Ayres return from Liverpool, the patient transfer plane back at 5:08. After that, Logan Ayres, 8:05 inbound from London City, and EasyJet 8:25 from London Gatwick. Outbound tonight, 6 o'clock, Logan Air patient transfer plane to Liverpool, won't be out till about 6:30 this evening. Then it's the EasyJet return to Bristol at 8:10 and the 9:05 EasyJet back to Gatwick. On the roads, the bottom end of the Slocks got temporary lights near the turn for Ballykill Ferrick Road. Temporary lights near on the Jerby Road in Ramsey near the Westlands Avenue turn. They're doing some resurfacing. The Doon Loop Road's closed for new replacement water mains. Castle Town's Castle Street one-way northbound for building work. Southbound buses looping around Castle Town, then onto Colby, Shaw Road, Port Erin and Port St Mary. All the details at findmybus.im. Temporary lights on the coast road between the Len and Bride. Some service crossing works there. In Douglas, temporary lights on Glen Crutchery Road near the turn for police headquarters. Water main work there. During that time, some restrictions on Dukes Avenue as well. In Peel, temporary lights on Queen's Drive and Northview for resurfacing. And a section of Mill Road in Peel's closed near the power station for pipe work. And in Braddon, some temporary lights there on the Ballot Oats Road between the Strand Crossroads and Union Mills Football Club. They're doing some water main work there.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with...
Oh, by the way, congratulations to a Douglas-based company been recognised as the leading cryptocurrency services provider after winning an award. Solutions Hub specialise in advising gamblers and cryptocurrency businesses and thrive to the EGR B2B Awards, known as the Oscars of the gambling industry in the City of London. Well done to Solutions Hub. Douglas East MHK Joni Farragher is calling for changes to the employment persons allowance to be halted. The changes, initially agreed in May 2019, will come into force in October and would significantly increase the minimum number of hours required to be eligible for the benefit. While the Treasury Minister offered instead to make amendments to present to Tynwald next month, Ms Farragher says it doesn't reflect the current cost of living crisis.
We didn't have the current pressures of rising utilities, food and other general cost of living increases. Population imbalance does mean more than ever that we have to think very carefully about how life is for people with children on the island. I ask every member of this court to really consider how our landscape has changed and just check in with how comfortable we are with making life harder for people who are working but are financially vulnerable. That I not only have personal experience, but I think also I have some additional knowledge of the kind of circumstances of many other people who claim this benefit. Families of children over a certain age will have to seek an additional 8 hours work per week. It's not an insignificant ask. Are suitable, appropriate roles available in our labour market? Respondents to the public consultation by quite a large majority said they did not believe so. Treasury's response to this was, and I quote, "We are satisfied that there is sufficient capacity in the labour market." Well, I have to say I don't feel particularly reassured by that. The Treasury Department plan states that they will provide robust policy advice based on evidence and research. So I ask once again, where is the evidence and research that supports this policy? Weakening our welfare state system is not something I will ever support. The trend towards withdrawing government support for more financially vulnerable has contributed to the need for a food bank. It has a bearing upon our staffing and recruitment and retention crisis, our housing situation and our population imbalance. It's not easy, and I know all areas of government are feeling the impact of financial squeeze. But making life harder for people in general will always lead to worse outcomes, which in the long run actually cost us more.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dave Moore, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6 o'clock, Spotlight, our performing arts programme with Howie Kane. Some greatest hits, then Opera Hour at 9 with Ernie Thorne and George Ferguson. Get your tin hat ready. George is on tonight at 10. The stories you've heard on this update and much more Manx news available. Also the podcast, the web's biggest source of Manx videos, all at manxradio.com and also on the free Manx Radio app. Which you haven't? If you haven't got, go to the App Store and request it free of charge. That's it. Looks like a nice evening. Make the most of it. Back tomorrow at 5:30.
WINT